Okay, we are continuing with Siman Ayin Dalet. So we've been speaking about the halachas of of Erva regarding Kriya Shema, regarding Divrei Torah, and so on. And we mentioned that there are five things to bear in mind, which the Be'er Halacha wrote at the beginning of the Siman. Number one, Einai Raya Se'erva, Libai Raya Se'erva, Erva exposed, Rayas Ervas Chaveray, and Raya and Libay Rayas Ervas Chaveray. And going through the various Sa'ifim, we have to consider these various concepts. Now, we say in Siv Dalad the following: Yesh Misha Omer Shahnashim Yecholais Lavarech Unespalo Kishahin Levushes Hecholok Afobi She'enin Mafsikes Lamato Mehalev. So we said if a person is wearing a loose-fitting robe with no clothing underneath, or a person is not wearing any clothing and they're under a sheet and their head is outside of the sheet, we said that they're not able to say Shema because there's a problem of Liboy Raya Esa Erevol. And therefore we said that you have to go ahead and put a beged on top of the lave, or put a beged between the lave, put a, have a belt, whatever it is, wear underwear, whatever the case is. Now it comes along the Mechaber, the Shem, the Sefer Arches Chaim, and says this doesn't apply to women. This concept of Liboy Raya Esa Erevol does not apply to women. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah is first. Yecholes Levarich, Hatam, the Ervasan Lamatzeloid, because being that their Erva is far down, Ein Halev Shala Yachol Liroisa. So it is considered to be that the Lev is not Raya the Erva. Umikomakim, Im Hein Umdes Arumais, Yesh Behen Isser Acher. The Hainu Isser Gili Erva, Le Mitzad HaLev, not, excuse me, not Mitzad HaLev as such, but rather Mitzad the fact that the Erva is exposed. Ele Mitzad Shneemar Le Yira Becha Erva Stover, Vasur Levarich, Vatsriach Hashete Yeshevis, Kmesh Kosver Malze. Meaning, so in other words, that we say, that the Yorchas Chaim says, that if a woman is wearing a loose-fitting robe, there's no issue of liba raya se erva because the erva is lamata ma'oid. That only takes care of that second problem, which you mentioned in the Be'alacha, liba raya se erva. But the third issue of just having the erva exposed, that obviously it doesn't deal with, and therefore it would have to be covered over. So levarachel shetzricha shete yeshevis, she would need to cover the makam erva. How would she successfully do so? By sitting down. Like the Rama continues, Sha'al Sha'al Yidei Yeshivasa, because once she sits down, Panash Lamata, Mechusim, then the Erva is considered to be covered, the Ein Erva Saniris. And as we said, it was much easier to, it was easier to be Mekayim the Din of Kisui Erva. For instance, we said if a person is in a swimming pool, even if the water is clear, and they're not wearing any clothing, they're not wearing trunks, then it's still considered to be that the erva is covered. Even though in theory you could, if you would look down, you would see it, but legabi the din kisui, it is mechus. And so too, if a woman sits down, it is considered to be covered, even if she's not actually wearing any clothing. Umashikosav haramad oz ein libon roya erva shalahen. Who lav dafka liban? It's not a din in leiv as such. The liban belav hachi ain a ray ervasan. Meaning, so the Rama, if we just take a quick peek at the Rama, the imhena room is tach shete ervash lehen a tuchis pekarik. It needs to be kind of pressed against the ground. Aishu yoyishvais al shar davar. She should sit on something. The oz ain liban ray ervash lehen. Because then the leiv doesn't see the erva. So the Mishnah was pointing out, well, the leiv never sees the erva. We're saying now that to the extent that the erev is lamata ma'oid, nothing protrudes.
So,
but only by nisha, that's what he says, mashin kibish. So there's never going to be a case of liba roya eser vasa because of the physical differences between a man and a woman. So that's what the Mishnah was pointing out now, that mashkas of ramash, like the yeshivasa when she sits down, padesh lamata machuzam ein erev vasa nearest. I'm sorry, Mashkos Ramada, Ozin Liban Raya Ervash Lehenu Ladafke Liban. the Levon Balavachi Ena Ray Arvasan. Her lave never sees her Arva. Ella al shaloi tehe begili erva legamri ka'amar. It means to say that there will not be issue number 3 of gili erva, the toes seferhu, the tzarech leimar, the oz enei nira erva shalahan. This way the erva will not be exposed. So we are saying a chiddush over here, and we'll see in the next sifkatan some shittas which disagree, but we have a kula of the Shulchan Aruch b'shem Achas Chaim, that there is no such din ever of liba reyes the erva by a woman. Full stop. Now, we said that there's no problem. Afa b'she'enen mafsikis lamata mehalev. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'abach chaylek v'sfir leid gam be'ishu be'enen hafsaka be'en leiv le'erva afyedo kishiyish lamalbush. So the Bach disagrees with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says there is a concept of Liba Royas Erva. So what seems to emerge from this basic machlekes is how do we understand the concept of Liba or Libay Royas Erva? Is it kind of like a physical metzias? It's almost like there's a pair of eyes, you know, on the heart, and it's kind of looking down, and is it able to see it? And therefore, by a man, there is an issue of libay reyes erva, hence the requirements for a hefsik. But by a woman, even if there'd be a pair of eyes, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, it's not a joke, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. When it comes to woman, even if there'd be, so to speak, a pair of eyes on the lathe, it's not reya anything. Or do we say it's just one continuous piece of body, and therefore it's together?
The whole concept of the lathe.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing's hard to understand.
But there's a musig of a lathe being raya that you need to be sensitive to the lathe, that the lathe should not be raya the Arabic. But you're right, but once we say there is such a musig, the question is, what's the pshat in raya? Is it again in raya mamish? Or is it a din in, they're in the same body, the same strip of flesh, and therefore, says the Bach, it's still an issue. He points out, over here, number 22, Omnam, Lagabi Isha Bitne Ave, Ubalatis Bin Liba La Erva. So he says, someone who has a large stomach.
Oh.
Right? So he quotes from the Afike Meginim, She'im Ein Beinein Hefsik Acher Asali Levarech. So in other words, according to the Mechaber, according to the Achas Chaim, be'etzim you should be mekel. And it could be, certainly there would be no issa, if you would say libe reis erva is it deraisa, which is not pashut, but if you would say libe reis erva is it deraisa, so it could be that there's no libe reis erva, because we're saying, according to the Mechaber, according to the Achas Chaim, it's a din lemaisa. If there'd be a pair of eyes on the lathe, would it see the erva? It would not. I would not see it. But he says, lo yitlug rabbanin, and therefore, it's always an issue. So al kaponim, so far we have a machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach. Now, this has a very important practical ramification for when a woman goes to the mikvah. Remember, as we said, every time we spoke at the beginning of the siman, a person is swimming without any clothing, without any trunks, they're in the pool, they would like to have a drink. So we said, okay, I have a few things I need to think about. Kisir Reish. I need to think about, is the erva exposed? I need to think about, is the lev reis erva? I need to think about, well, am I allowed to look down? All the various things you need to consider. So a woman is going to the mikvah. So when a woman goes to the mikvah, so it says in the end of Hilchas Nidah, it says in Siman Reish, I have it here, so might as well. It says in Siman Reish, Kisha Peshetes Malbusheha, when a woman removes her clothes, Kisha Medes Bichaluka, while she's still wearing her robe, Tivare Hasher Kishana Bimitsis Vitsivana Latvila, Vitifshet Chaluka, and then she removes the robe, Vititbo, and so on. Now, you know, the Ramah says, Yeshem Shle Tzavarech Ad Acha HaTzvila, so maybe she dips once, makes a bracha, dips again, Techeinagim Shle Acha HaTzvila Baidei Medes Pesech HaMayim, that's what she does, and so on. But here we have this issue will be very relevant. So if she is, both according to the Mechaber and according to the Ramah, according to the Mechaber, she's wearing a loose robe, so is there an issue of Libay Reyes Erva? Does she have to, like we said, take her clothing and press it against her body to make a hafzik? Or do we say, no, by a woman there's no issue of a libe reis areva? So we said, according to the Mechaber, there's no issue. According to the Bach, there is an issue. So, I'm biyor de simen reish. Demaski hataz v'hashachshom. According to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ein Shayich B'Isha, Liba Reyes Erva, Buteris Levarich Birkas HaTfila, Kishi Emedes B'Seich HaMayim, after she had Aina Ruma, so she can make a bracha when she's naked, right? She doesn't have to separate anything, there's no issue. As we mentioned, when you're in the mayim, even if the mayim is transparent, that's considered to be a kisui. So mitzadat tick, no issue. That mayim nechshavim to make kisui. That's not an issue. There's no issue there. Then there's no issue of libay rayasa erva. So there's also no issue. However, says the Taz and the Shach, but they say the best thing to do if you have a choice is to have the lave above the mayim. If you recall, we spoke about this yesterday.
When you make the
bracha, have the lave above the mayim, because then you have a gap, a break between the lave and the erva. In other words, we're being choshish for the bach, who says that there is an issue of liba reyes erva by a woman, and therefore the yisur says she liba lamala min amayim, dezeshar yafish, yokim eshkas rama by gobis, the base, we said, even by a man, even in transparent, clear water, that's considered to be a hefstik between the two, that's not called lev reyes erva. Oy, which is what commonly women do, oy shetichabek zreiseha, the hafzik being liba la'erva, or they just, as we mentioned, they hug themselves, and we saw in the Mishnah yesterday the reason why that's considered to be a hafzik, even though we said ein haguf mechase guf, and it's all one part. How can one thing create a hafzik? We said because it's a very uncommon thing and an uncommon practice, not the derech of people to do so. Therefore, it's considered to be a hafzik. So that is. If she goes and she kicks up the water, so that her limbs will not be visible, this helps according to everyone. If there are other women there, she needs to turn away physically from the women, because otherwise she is looking at the women. Maybe you'll say she's in a separate shush, doesn't help, like we're going to say later on. So that is a very interesting application of this din in Aruch Chaim Ayin Daled. How would it apply in Yordea Simen Resh? Now we said in the Ramah that if a woman is a Ruma, so she needs to sit down on the ground. This way, everything is okay. There's no, anyway, we said there's no issue of liba reis erva, and now there's no issue of an erva which is megula. Ratzalema devuka isim chuseis pekarka. She's kind of attached to the ground. Mashenki meish goyishach, because it doesn't help the man to sit down. Kiabeitzim hagid bolton, because his erva will still be exposed. And Magen Avram the Kaman in Reish Vav. The daita af im ha'gavis nirin ein lahakbid. In other words, do we treat a person, the backside of a person, as an erva? Is the agavis considered to be an erva? Is it not an erva? So that he says, even though the agavis are exposed and visible somewhat when you sit down, ein lahakbid, the agavis ein be'mishum erva. It's not considered to be a makam erva. V'chimash makatzas mibiragra. Now you have a pasuk, the agavis yesh be'mishum erva. And, you know, here the Mishnah Berurah, here the Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. Later on in Reish Vav, the Mishnah Berurah does seem to say it's kedai to be machmir. Okay, good. Let's see. Hey, sha'ari yivarov royenes erva mutter. There's no issue if other limbs are royes erva. Avlim ezem yivarov negeya bein be erva sai bein be ervas chaveri. But if another limb is touching the makam erva, that's a problem. Now, V'yarchisav she'erva sheikh v'isalein. What about a person's thighs? Tzorach lahafsikon. So that's an issue, and therefore you need to make sure that it's not directly touching the beged, and therefore you have a beged. So this would be an issue. In other words, let's say a person is wearing a loose robe and they've got a garth right there. No way they would have a garth, but they've got a loose robe. But often that the erva is touching their limbs, and so on. That would be an issue. That would be a problem that you may not do. Says the Mishnah Rayan. There's no requirement of the leg is not allowed to be ra'as erev. It's a special din in leg of eizim ivarav because you negia negias shar ivarav mishum negias yadav negias yadav shlo yavle dehiru. So really the main issue is if the hand is touching the erva. So therefore we ask her, even if the legs are touching and so on. We said Hagid Bahem. So what do we say? We said that Tzorach Lafsik in the Beged, you need to either put underwear on or to distance it away that the gid is not touching. Avo b'negia the kiss ain lahakbit. If it's just the kiss of the Beitzim, that is not an issue. The ain lahakbit b'mishim hearer, that is not something which is made by the hearer. Even for that, even if the gid itself is touching, that is not a problem with the evid. Says the Mechaber in the last tip, so a person has a belt, or they have, let's say they're wearing underwear. even though a person is bare chested, I mentioned this a couple of days ago, you're allowed to be bare chested to say kriyishma. Not necessarily the most appropriate thing to do to be mekabel al malcha shemayim, but in ikra then you can. And this is very important because let's say a person is sleeping and they're not wearing a shirt, and you come into the room and you say, "You got 3 minutes till Zman Kriyashma, Chaparayin," and they're not wearing anything. Don't worry, you can say Kriyashma bare chested. It's okay, whatever. So it's mutter for Kriyashma, aval hispalo os ad shichas alibay for tefila for Shmoneh Esrei that you can. Says the Mishnah, "You mustn't lament." Torah Leimer. Afid rak aglamata me'ervasi. The bezer dai mi dina lekriyishma, aval tefila tzar shiem chusik al gufei. Afapi bimkemat chak. Meaning, even though we said you are allowed to say kriyishma, it's not the best thing to do. It's only bimkemat chak. Kelatachi ein nachem lechatzila lasis kein afidu beize bracha. Even for a bracha, you shouldn't be bare chested. Kol shekein the kriyishma kabbalas oil, you shouldn't do so. But lemaisa, it is mutter mutalikris given to ervas and mechusav again matalis mafsek has been liba leerva liba yuadin kol gufay menaket liba yaidi dereishet bekriyishma ein sach lechasis liba. There's no requirement to cover the lave or the rest of the guf, as in the legs. The tam the tefila chamura lefishu betefila tzarich liraisis atzmei koimid lefnei hamelach umedaber imoy shetzarich lamid beima. So that's fascinating. Kriyishma, you're makabel upon yourself, El Malchus Shemayim. But it's not called that I'm medaber El Hamelech Bifnei Hamelech. But Shmoneh Esrei, I am lifnei Hamelech and I'm medaber El Hamelech. So people sometimes ask, can I daven wearing Crocs? Can I daven wearing shorts? Can I daven wearing the t-shirt? And there clearly are different minhagim and different places and hats, jackets, shorts, all these things. But this line is really the line that we should be thinking about. Lefisha betfila, tzarich liraisis atzmi ka'emid lefnei melech umedaber imoy shetzarich lamed be'ema. So just ask yourself, do you feel that that's an appropriate press? Are you presenting yourself in a way which shows humility and hachna and ema and yira in the way you are presenting yourself? And if you have to go and speak to a king, for a head of state, would you feel that this you are appropriately dressed or not? That's very much, you know, without getting into any politics and this and that, just you know, ask yourself, is that considered to be an appropriate manner of dress in front of a hush of a dignitary, in front of a king, and so on. Okay, we'll stop here. And Baz Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow.